today is Wednesday, November 9th, 2022, 7 p.m., and this is the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board. Okay, at this time, I'm going to have the call to order. We're going to have an invocation, Pledge of Allegiance, so if you'll all stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our dear Father in heaven, we're so grateful that we're able to meet together as community members tonight, and please help us to be able to make the best decisions for our community and to come together and make good decisions. And we're so grateful for all that we have. We're grateful for this valley to live in. We say the same thing to our Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
My name is today.
Lois Hall, and I'm a chairperson. The board vice chair. Kristen Pearson, board member.
Brian Burrs, board member, is absent this evening. Our secretaries want to introduce themselves.
Oh, Callie Wade, I am just the Moapa Town Advisory Board secretary.
And Judy Metz, I'm the community service specialist here at Commissioner Kirkpatrick's request.
Okay, this is a public comment time, a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this item at this time. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. If you wish to speak, step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record.
Okay, the board wishes to extend the length of your presentation. This will be done by the chairperson or board by a majority vote. Is there anyone wishing to speak at this time?
You want to go first?
Okay, this is not for the agenda items yet. This is everything else.
Okay, this is for the agenda item.
Yep, we'll get that in just a minute. Okay, this time I'm going to ask for approval of minutes from our October 12th, 2022 meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the October 12th, 2022 minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
I need approval of the agenda for tonight, November 9th, 2022's meeting. Hold, combine, or delete any items.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda for November 9th, 2022.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Additional items, it says there's nothing. I do want to bring to everyone's attention that NDOT will be out next Tuesday at 5:30 right in this building. They're going to be talking about the project from Canal Road to the freeway. This is widening the road. They say the project overview, State Route 169 is a two-lane rural major collector, also known as Moapa Valley Boulevard. Begins near the Lake Mead National Recreation Area boundary south of Overton and continues to I-15, Logandale Interchange. This project will enhance the safety, drainage, and roadway operations along State Route 169 from Canal Avenue to I-15. It's all pretty much said and done, but it is good information so we can plan our ins and out of the valleys. We will have some delays. So that is next Tuesday, this building right here at 5:30. Okay, now we're gonna go to planning and zoning. First is BS 22-0577, Sean and Jamie Moeng. Okay, this is to vacate and abandon a portion of the right-of-way being Lugene Avenue, located between Yamashita Street and St. Joseph Street alignment, and a portion of a right-of-way being Tenney Street, located between Ron Avenue and Lugene Avenue, and a portion of the right-of-way between Yamashita Street, located between Lugene Avenue and Pat Avenue, this is an alignment, within Moapa Valley. Also at the same time is UC
22-0578, Sean and Jamie Juan. This is a use permit to allow a second kitchen. Waivers of development standards for the following: to increase the building height, to waive Moapa Valley Overlay District standards, design review for finished grade in conjunction with proposed single-family residence on 19.3 acres in an RU, rural open land zone, generally located on the west side of Yamashita Street and the south side of Lugene Avenue, with alignment within Moapa Valley. Is there someone here?
Yes.
To speak for
the month? So I am Gene Gotchas, G-O-T-T-S-C-H-A-O-T, from Moapa Valley Buildings. We are a local general contractor and have been contracted to build the residence for Sean and Jamie Zanino. And I'm here representing them on these items. Sean and Jamie are also here to answer any questions that you might have. Do you have questions to ask me, or would you like to me to
just
explain?
Just kind of go over the plans.
Okay. And do you want to do the two things separate, or
they can run in conjunction?
Okay. So the first one is vacating these right-of-ways. So I have provided some maps, of which at least the board members here should have copies. And if you look at this one, you have the area that's proposed to be vacated in orange. So I don't know if you're familiar with this area. The property that was purchased by Sean and Jamie is what is commonly referred to here as a community gravel pit, if that tells you anything. It's a property when you come across Yamashita Bridge going up to the high school. And if we didn't delete these right-of-ways, the county would make us access the property through Lugene Avenue, which is this right-of-way that's on the north. But that is not really traversable right now. It starts with a pretty tall bluff, and right after that there is a big hole, and then it goes up again. So it's not, it would have cost a lot of earthwork to turn that into an actual road that could be used, and then it also dead ends into the river, and we have a pretty good idea that nobody's going to build another bridge there, so basically this road is never going to go anywhere. So we contacted Public Works and told them about this and asked if there would maybe be a possibility to delete that, because it doesn't serve any purpose. All the properties have access to other places. And Public Works said, yes, we could do that, as long as we would also delete a portion of Tammy Street, because they didn't want another dead end to be created there. And so that's how it came to this area in orange. And so we're submitting to have this vacated. And my understanding is that Public Works is supporting that. Now, do you want me to go through all the other items, or do we want to see if there's comments on this?
We can just go ahead.
Okay. So then the other item on the agenda, number one is to allow a second kitchen. So that's actually worded a little misleading manner. It's not a second kitchen. You have here the town board members this kind of a zoom in on the floor plan. And what it is that the owners would like to have a second stove in their pantry. And you can see on this floor plan that it's right next to each other. It's part of the same dwelling unit. It's not the mother-in-law situation or an apartment or anything like that. It's just two stoves that are part of the living area of the one dwelling. And I should have mentioned earlier on, too, that this, what we're doing here is we're simply building one house, one private residence on this property. We're not subdividing anything. This is not... not building a subdivision, it's just a private residence. So the two kitchen item, that's what it is, you can see on this plan, there's just two stoves in this larger kitchen area. Then the next item says increase building height. So I have also this document here that you should have a copy of. The rules for the Moapa Valley area have a height limit of 35 feet. And the way this is a two-story house, and the way it is designed, and you can see this red line on here is a 35-foot limit. The building and the roof are under that limit, but there is some chimneys, and those are sticking out by a little bit above the 35 feet. So we're seeking a waiver for that. Then we're also seeking to waive the overlay district standards, and this is mostly for not having to build a wall alongside of Yamashita, because Yamashita is, I think, an arterial or at least some pretty important road, and then the rule says in that case we have to put landscaping there and a wall and fencing, and we're looking to have that waived. And then the last item is this design review for finished grade. So what is triggering this is that for those of you that are familiar with the property, it has a big hill on it. It's like mostly flood zone and unusable. And then there is one big hill in there. And the hill has kind of an odd shape. And so to make this house fit, we are cutting down this hill by about 8 feet to make a bigger flat area. And when we're doing that, we have some little corners that's shown on this document here in purple. In order to make it a path that's big enough for the property to be built, there is a few areas there on the corners that need to be filled. Most of it is cut down, but on the slopes of the hill, it needs to be filled. And when we fill, I believe it's more than 3 feet or something like that, then it triggers this requirement for this design review, and so that's why you have this agenda item.
There was also something about paint colors.
Yes, that is under, yes, that's under this overlay district item. So the paint color is, the colors of the house, it's a black and white color scheme, and your rules state that colors should be earth colors, and nobody was sure if black and white is earth colors. Currently, most houses are being painted gray. I don't know if that's an earth color either, but since we were not sure, we put that in there. And the other item is that because it's a two-story house, they have a balcony on the second story at the master bedroom facing west, and there is two sconce lights on there for lighting at night if somebody wants to use the balcony, and that just ends up over 14 feet high. And you have a rule that when lighting is over 14 feet high, you need to see a waiver for that. But those lights, I would imagine, wouldn't be like turned on every day, just if you're sitting on your balcony there.
Okay. Do I have any questions? This is 19.3 acres.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Most of it useless, like for those who know the property. There's probably
so the
an acre.
Wall and that they want.
Well, it would be
landscaping
all along,
would be way down.
Yeah, it would
down,
be from the bridge house. All the way to the first house. Yes.
Anyone
else like to speak
yeah.
in favor?
Hi, Dieter Stussy, last name spelled S-T-U-S-S-Y. I live at 775 Ron Avenue, and I own the empty lot, which is adjacent to Eugene and Tammy. We are in favor of the vacation of the right-of-way for those streets. That is, my wife and I are in favor of that. Because the county took the land 33 years ago. From what I can tell, it was recorded May 30th, 1989. I don't know when it was actually processed, but that's when the county recorder saw it and hasn't done anything with it. In addition, what Gene did not mention is on Tammy, this is roughly a 30-foot drop over about 70 to 100 feet into a pond. So it's even it's even worse than that. And so basically that's, and this section of Blue Jean, which is 50 feet across, is not flat across its width. It goes down at least 5 feet, might be 6. I haven't actually measured it. So the road is sideways. He'd either have to cut the hill, fill it, or both. County's done nothing for 33 years, and I believe if you're going to take it for eminent domain, you got to put it into use for what you took it for, and they have not. And that's all I have on the road. As far as the house modifications, the kitchen, I don't care. It's inside their house. I'll never see it. Okay. They are going to be visible on the top of the hill right about here on their property. I don't have their property on my map that I printed off the county assessor's page. But since it's going to be down 8 feet, we're not going to see all of the house. We're going to see just the top, about 25 feet of it. And it's my understanding their chimney variance is only about a foot to a foot and a half above the 35-foot line. I won't know how I react to the color scheme until I actually see it built. I've seen drawings.
It's not going to be pink.
So I do not oppose the house modifications and variances. I can't say I support it. I just don't really care. Because a lot of it doesn't really affect me. And I've spoken to a couple of neighbors. Mr. Thompson, who lives here, decided not to show up tonight. He favors the street and, again, doesn't care about the house. And only other comments I have on this is I am not available for the county commissioners meeting on December 7th. I'll be out of state. But I got two copies of the kitchen and inside variances and four copies of the street right-of-way when one each would do, especially since I had to sign for some of them because they were certified mail. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this matter? Or against?
I'm confused. I'm sorry. Now, when you make a right on Yamashita, is it the right to the right of Yamashita or the left side?
It'd be on
the left side.
You'll notice that you do have a postcard return in your packet there.
Yes.
The Mortensen.
Yes.
Their address is on Tammy Street, and they're very concerned. They have a water share that goes down to that pond, but it was washed out.
So we did get a letter in from Wyatt and Connie Mortensen, 2125 Tammy Street. The letter states, "Dear Judy, we are concerned with the easement abandonment proposed. Initially, they told us we would gain land, and then the county came back needing an additional 80 feet of our property on top to place a cul-de-sac for the fire trucks to turn around. We measured and 80 feet goes up to the front of our truck in the picture below," and they attached a picture. "We have very little property on top, and it would mean losing 5 trees and would run right against our playground equipment. We were surprised to find out that there was an easement on the south end of the property. It isn't on our original plot and grading plans when we built. Next, our neighbor told us that they're going to abandon Tammy Street at Ron, so we would just need a easement for ingress, egress to our property. There is no information to confirm this one way or the other. We aren't sure who is wrong or right, but are happy with the status quo, so we are opposed to this proposal. As far as we can see, we gain no benefit and stand to lose far more. Thank you. P.S., just for your information, with all the building the last 32 years since we bought this piece, rainwater funnels down the wash through what used to be the large irrigation pond of Kiyo Yamashita's and then washes out our small dike to our portion of that pond. The last rainstorm filled up the old pond area, washed over our dike, washed it mostly out, filled our pond, and washed out the west side of the dike, backed up the ditches, then washed out the large portion of our ditch. We have spent a great deal of money repairing our property, and this proposal will require that we build the dike yet again. for clarification, she did state, or they did state, abandonment of Tammy Street at Ron, and I believe that is incorrect.
That was a proposal that we had discussed, but that's not what's happening.
Yes, it's changed.
No. Tammy Street is being abandoned right up to the edge of their current property.
Between Ron and Eugene.
Yes.
It does not go to Ron.
Correct. Correct.
That's a good thing to know.
So they would still have ingress egress from Ron.
Yes.
And it's an abandonment. Well, nobody's really going to. The land is still going to be there.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Well, for you as town board members, I need you to know that they do still have ingress egress to their property from Ron on Tammy.
Okay. Can I come clarify?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, please.
So at some point, the county had asked us that in order to abandon Tammy, we needed to create a cul-de-sac at the end of what would be left for fire trucks to turn around. And I went and spoke to them about that, and they were opposed to that. So we went back to Public Works and told them that there's two choices. Either we don't abandon and all the useless roads stay in place, or they need to get rid of this requirement so that we can proceed. And so they talked to the fire chief in Vegas and then the one here, and they agreed to proceed without creating this cul-de-sac.
So
which
cul-de-sac is not needed.
That is not needed.
It's not needed, so we're not taking anything from them.
Thank you.
And they talk about easements, but it's not easements. It's property that they don't own, that the county owns, and that's coming back to them. So their property gets bigger.
Yes.
Right. So we're not taking anything away. We're just giving them half of Tammy and all this new genes. And as a result, they don't have to rebuild anything because nothing changes. It's just on paper, their property line will move over in their favor.
Thank you for the clarification, Jean.
There's a black line here between the two blue lines. The blue lines are the current property borders. I don't know if this shows on the other map, but the blue line is here for them. And I think their confusion about Tammy being taken all the way up to Ron was an alternative we considered if the fire department had not signed off. Because we were saying, well, maybe if they don't want the cul-de-sac, but they require it, then maybe we make Tammy a private driveway for the three houses that would need it. But that was not necessary.
Very good. Any other comments?
One question, if you don't mind. We just received those cards 3 days ago. Everyone else seems to be pretty well educated on what's going on, so what did we do wrong?
No, we I think every, I mean, I own a property around there too, and I received it also maybe 4 days ago or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think you did anything wrong.
I think how that goes, like, I don't know because I'm not in the county office, but like, I think how that goes is once it's listed and posted for county, then it gets sent out. So it only has to be posted, 3 days prior to the meeting? 3 business days. So that's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is what they count as business days. And so as long as it's posted 3 business days, so mailing out to our part of the county does take time. And how many of us check our mail every day? I don't. But I mean, you know, and so I don't know if that's part of it, because we've definitely seen that at other meetings for sure too. So that is part of it. So
I'm just wondering, I just wanted for future just to know if to be in the know of things just a little sooner, just so I can research a little bit.
But there, it is any of the town board stuff, if you'd like to follow, you can find out on the county website. And so if you just are checking at the beginning of each month, it will be posted 3 days prior to the meeting.
And also our agendas are
posted in the
No, we're right across the street.
It is not. The only place it is posted is right outside of the building now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Smaller.
Yeah.
On, on the other side of Yamashita?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so because I went and talked to all the neighbors here that would be affected by this, like gaining land, so that's why you don't know about it, is because I didn't go further out.
Sir, can we get your name for the record, please?
Sure. Joseph Simpkins, 2122 Yamashita Street.
Simpkins?
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, at this time, are there any other comments?
First name's spelled that way, last name's spelled that way.
VS22-0577 and UC220578 as written. Abandonment, not taking anything away from the Mortensons. So I've made the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. It will now go to the county commissioners. And what we do. Okay, there's no general business. This time, there's comments by the general public. A period of notice comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Again, comments will be listed to 3 minutes. Also, if you wish to speak, step up to the podium, state your name and address, and spell your last name. Any comments? Okay, well, our next meeting will be December 14th, 2022, and we are adjourned.